我们还是翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let us turn to chapter 1 of book Ephesians.
我们今天下午的聚会是要从十五节开始念到第一章的末了。
Our gathering this afternoon, we will start to read from verse 15 until the end of chapter 1.
我想弟兄姊妹听我念就好了。
I think brothers and sisters, let's just hear me reading.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等好大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、独治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。圣灵感动保罗写下了以弗所书给教会。
The Holy Spirit has touched Paul to write down the book of Ephesians to the church.
过去很多神的儿女们都从这一本书的里头得着好多的那个恩典。
In the past, a lot of God's children have gained a lot of grace through this book.
但是大部分的神的儿女所接受的那个恩典的丰富是停留在个人生命的长大的这一方面。
But most of God's children, when they receive the riches of God's grace, they only stop to the point it's for individual growth.
我们感谢神，以弗所书里面有我们个人生命成长的路和生命成长的丰富。
We thank Lord that in Ephesians, it does have our individual spiritual growth and also the way for growth.
但是以弗所书里边所带给我们的乃是一个更明确更清楚的神在他救赎的恩典的里边所要做成的那一个事。
But in this book, what's more clear is that God would like to be completed what he would like to do in his great salvation and his grace.
那就是神在创世以前所定规的他的旨意。
That is before the foundation of the world that God has predestined his will.
这个是神永远的旨意。
That's his eternal will.
远超过个人的蒙恩的事实。
Far exceeding the truth of one's own receiving the grace.
我们没有看见那个荣耀的旨意的时候，
As we see this glorious will,
我们是觉得个人的蒙恩是最要紧。
We feel that it is very important for one's own salvation.
我们到现在也不敢说个人的蒙恩不要紧。
We dare not to say that it is not important for one to receive grace.
但是当什么时候我们看着神那永远的旨意，
But when we see the eternal will of God,
那我们就不能不说，个人的蒙恩虽然是要紧，但是就算不得什么了。
We cannot but say that although it is important for one receive one's individual to receive grace.
因为神的永远的旨意所包括的那个内容，不但是丰富，而且是荣耀。
But the content of God's eternal will is not only rich but also glorious.
不但是荣耀，而且是珍贵。
Not only glorious but also precious.
也不仅是珍贵，还有极大的那个丰盛。
Not only precious but it's full of riches.
乃是神的自己毫无保留的把它赏给他所拯救的人。
It's God himself, without keeping anything back. He has given it to those who he has saved.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们看过的确都是根据神的旨意而执行出来的。
We see that everything is done according to God's will.
要把万有在基督里带到一个光景，就是同归于一。
To gather everything in one under Jesus Christ.
不单是神说出了他要做成这样的一个事实。
Not only God has spoken that he will complete this truth.
他也借着圣灵作为一个保证，放在属神的人的心里。
Also through the Holy Spirit is as a guarantee to put us into those who belong to God.
也就是说，神所宣告要做成功的那件事情是一定给做成功的。
It also means that what God has proclaimed that he will finish, it definitely will finish.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord. 那
我们今天下午就接上去。
And this afternoon we'll continue.
看神继续借着以弗所书向我们说了什么。
And we'll see what else God continues to speak to us through the book of Ephesians.
如果神不继续说话，
If God does not continue to speak,
我们只是看见神有一个永远的旨意。
We only see God has an eternal will.
神有一个永远的计划。
God has an eternal purpose.
如果神没有再继续告诉我们他心里所有的意念，
If God does not continue to tell us his will,
那这一切我们可以欣赏，但是我们没有办法能享用。
We might appreciate everything, but we cannot use them.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他的话没有停在，只是告诉我们他有一个永远的计划。
He did not stop just by telling us he has an eternal will.
他也告诉我们他怎么来成全这个计划。
He also tells us how can he complete this will.
他让我们看见他那个永远的计划，那个最中心的最中心的那个关键是什么一回事。
He let us see the focal point of his will.
那我们就看圣灵在保罗身上的带领。
We will see how the Holy Spirit leads Paul.
从十五节开始。
Start from verse 15.
弟兄姊妹，你看到圣灵的引导就进入了另外的一个意思。
Brothers and sisters, you see that the leading of the Holy Spirit enters to a different meaning.
这个引导是从一个这样的连接词开始的。
This guidance starts from a connection word.
Conjunction.
Conjunction.
用神那个词非常简单。
This conjunction is very simple.
那就是因此。
That is wherefore.
因此。
Wherefore.
保罗在那里就用着因此来引出比萨神继续向教会说的话。
Paul used wherefore continue to speak to what God speaks to church.
神继续要向教会说的话没有直接的在那里说出来。
What God would like to speak to church without
直接
direction without speaking directly.
乃是借着保罗的祷告发表出来。
It's revealed through Paul's prayer.
那说你接下去就看见一件事情，保罗说因此我就在神面前为你们祷告。
So Paul says, wherefore I pray before God for you.
那为什么要祷告呢？
Why pray?
这个祷告不是一般性的祷告。
This is not ordinary prayer.
这个祷告是有推动的。
This has a moving forward.
有那个目的的。
It has a purpose.
那个推动是很急迫的。
This is very earnestly going forward.
那个目的也是非常的伟大的。
And the purpose is also very great.
这样的光景吹逼着保罗不能不在神面前这样的祷告的。
This condition has hastened Paul, but he cannot but pray like this.
所以保罗就祷告了。
So Paul prayed.
当保罗祷告的时候，
As Paul prayed,
他也说出他这一次的祷告的那一个原因是怎么样。
He also told us what's the reason of his prayer.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神找到保罗做一个话语的出口。
God has found Paul as his channel of word.
神在保罗身上找到了一个可以让他说话的器皿。
God has found Paul as the vessel for his word.
那因此保罗就为着教会来祷告。
So Paul prayed for church.
而这一个祷告是连接上神自己的启示的。
And this prayer is connected to the revelation of God.
就是怎么样万有要在基督里同归于一，这一个事实能做成功。
That is how to fulfill the reality of gather everything in one in Jesus Christ.
那我们就今天下午我们就是留意保罗这一个祷告。
This afternoon we'll pay attention to Paul's prayer.
我们晓得在以弗所书里头神用着保罗做了两个祷告。
We know that in book of Ephesians, God uses Paul for two prayers.
这两个祷告一个是起头一个是结束。
These two prayers, one is the beginning, one is the end.
或者可以这样说，一个是宣告，一个是完成。
Or we can say one is proclaimed, the other one is fulfilling.
头一个祷告是在第一章。
The first prayer is in chapter 1.
第二个祷告是在第三章。
The second prayer is chapter 3.
我们今天下午只是看第一个祷告。
All right, this afternoon we only look at the first prayer.
然后另一个聚会我们就观看第二个祷告。
And during the next, the other meeting, we will see the.
这样我们就看到了，在以弗所书的里头，神不是在那里，不单是在那里宣告，神也在那里说明他怎么去完成这一个宣告。
So we see in Ephesians, God not only proclaimed, but also He tells us how can He fulfill this proclamation.
我们留意保罗的祷告，一开头就说他要求父把赐人智慧。和的灵赐给我们。
We pay attention to Paul's prayer. At the beginning, he says he would pray for God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们心里面的眼睛给照明。
To enlighten the eyes of our understanding.
那为什么我们里面的眼睛要照明呢？
Why should the eyes of our understanding be enlightened?
因为我们里面的眼睛如果不给照明的话。
Because if our inner eyes are not enlightened,
我们就没有办法看得见神所要做的事。
We cannot see the work that God would like to do.
人一般来说是用这一个眼睛来看事物。
Usually man use this eye to see things.
但是主告诉我们说，我们除了这一个眼睛，我们里面还有一个眼睛。
But Lord tells us that besides this eye, we also have another eye in our heart.
这一个外面的眼睛是看外面的事。
Our outside eye see the things of outward.
说清楚一点，就是看物质范围里头的事。
To be clearly, we see the materials.
那我们里面的眼睛呢，要看属灵的事。
Our inner eyes will see the spiritual things.
我们要看到神所要做的事，就是属灵的事的范围里的。
We will see that what God will do is in the boundary line of the spiritual things.
你没有办法能用这个外面，我们这样的一个眼睛来看得清楚。
We cannot use our eyes to see that clearly.
我必须从里面的眼睛来看。
We have to see that from our inner eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来说，你说不陌生，它也好像很陌生。
Brothers and sisters, it might feel, you might say that it is not strange, but also it might be very unfamiliar.
但是你说它很陌生吗？但也不见得，因为我们都经历过这样的事。
But if you say it's very unfamiliar, but might not be because we have experience.
我不详细在这一方面来交通。
I will not share about this in detail.
我只指出一个事实，弟兄姊妹就能领会。
I will only point out one reality, then you can understand.
弟兄姊妹，你回想我们信主的经过。
As brothers and sisters think back to
how we got saved. 但神的话，你在那里说出一个很严肃的事实的时候。
As God's word speak out a serious truth.
那就是我们都是罪人。
That is, we are all sinners.
弟兄姊妹，当我们接受罪人的这一个事实，在我们的观念的里头，
Brothers,
是不是有一个过程？
Brothers and sisters, is there a process for us to accept that we are sinners in our concept?
在起初的时候，我们怎样也不能接受这个事实。
In the beginning, no matter what, we could not accept this truth.
但是经过一段的时间，我们就心诚悦服的接受这个事实。
But after a certain time, then we truly accept this fact.
为什么会有这样的转变？
Why is there this turning point?
因为起初的时候，我们是用外面的眼睛来看我们自己。
Because at the beginning, we use our outward eyes to see ourselves.
用外面的眼睛来看自己的时候，每一个自己都是顶好的人。
If we use our outward eyes to see ourselves, each one of us are so good.
但是等到有一天我们的里面的眼睛明亮了。
But one day when our inner eyes are enlightened,
哎呦，我们看到自己的本相了。
We see the truth of ourselves.
我们就在那里毫无保留的肯接受这个事实了。
Then without holding anything back, we are able to accept this fact.
越过就越看准这个事情，我们在神面前完全的服下来了。
As time goes on, then we truly see this and we humble before the Lord.
那这样我们就了解到，当这样一个很大的属灵的事情要让我们解开的时候，
So from this we understand that a great spiritual thing is to be revealed to us.
神就灵就感动保罗来为着教会祷告求一个恩典。
God's spirit touches Paul to pray for church, to pray for grace.
就是让神的儿女们要让教会的那一个属灵的眼睛能给打开。
To let God's children to have their inner, their spiritual eyes be open.
能给照明。
Be enlightened.
可以看见那些真实的事。
They can see the truth.
所以我们看到他的祷告就是说，求神把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
So the prayer is,Pray for God to grant you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明你们心中的眼睛。
To enlighten the eyes of your understanding.
使你们可以真知道他。
In the full knowledge of him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里就说出一个非常严肃的事情。
Here speaks out very seriously.
我们要认识神和他的事。
In order to know God and about him.
首先我们的灵里面的眼睛要给打开。
First, the spiritual eyes should be open.
然后我们就给带到真认识他的、真知道他的这样的一个光景。
Then we can be brought into a condition that we truly know him and understand him.
那弟兄姊妹，留意到神的灵所用的那一个字。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Spirit of God used the word.
他说叫你们真知道他。
So that you truly know him.
你说那知道还有真知道和假知道吗？
So to know, is there a true knowing or false knowing?
知道就是知道嘛。
To to know is to know.
不知道就是不知道嘛。
If you don't know, that's
not. 那还有真知道或是假知道吗？
Is there a true knowing or false knowing?
若是没有假知道，就当然就不需要有真知道。
If there's no false knowing, then we do not need to the true knowing.
事实上，的确是有许许多多的假知道。
Actually, there are a lot of false knowing.
所以圣灵才会用的这样的一个字来提醒神的儿女们留意我们在神面前所有的认识是真实的还是不是很真实的。
So the Holy Spirit would like to use this word to remind all the children of God to know that our knowledge of Him is a true or false.
我们读到神的话的里头去。
As we read God's word,
我们看到圣经里边比较常使用的两个词来表明我们对属灵事物的认识。
We know that in Bible there are two
different words
that usually reveals to us.
那一个就是一般性的知道，知道了就是知道了。
One is just a regular knowing.
另一个就是这个真知道。
And the other one is the true knowing.
对不起，对不起，我应该说的更准确一点。
I'm sorry, I should say more clearly.
一个知道呢，就是头脑上的知道。
The first knowledge is about the knowledge of the mind.
哲学一点就是说客观的知道
or the philosophical knowledge
另外的一个知道是我们心理上的知道
the other knowledge is about our experiential knowledge
但是我们这个知道 乃是那个主观的知道
But this is only an objective knowledge, philosophical knowledge.
那我怎么来让弟兄姊妹们领会这个事呢？
How should I let brothers and sisters understand this?
那现在是电脑非常流行的那一个时代。
Now is the age the computer is very popular.
很多人都会用电脑。
A lot of people know how to use the computer.
我也稍微懂一点点用电脑。
And I know a little bit how to use computer.
那当我们来把电脑打开的时候
，As we turn on the computer,
你要找一些什么
？What would you like to find?
你就按照你所知道的那个方法去使用就行了。
Then you use it according to what you know.
那你就知道一件事情。
Then you know one thing.
电脑很快为我们解决一些我们需要寻找的事物。
Computer very quickly resolves the things we would like to find.
那所以在使用电脑上面，我们都有知识。
So we have the knowledge about using computers.
那这样的一个知识是我们客观的知道。
This kind of knowledge.
对不起，是主观的知道。
This kind of knowledge is only objective.
但是有个人来问你，哎呦，你那么会使用电脑。
But when someone comes to you and asks, you know how to use computers so well.
你告诉我为什么电脑这边一按，哦，说一个具体的例子吧。
I would say something very concrete.
那这次我来东岸的时候，坐一个弟兄的车子。
As I come to the East Coast, I was in brother's car.
那么他车子上是有那个卫星导航的那个设备的。
His car has a navigator system.
不管你在什么地方。
No matter where you are.
你只要告诉他你要去什么地方。
Just tell it where you would like to go.
那一个导航的那个仪器啊，它就会按着你要去的整个的路线给你指路了。
This GPS system would.Guide you according to where you would like to go.
你走对了，它安安静静的。
If you are right, then it stays quiet.
它要拐弯的，上左还上右，它就预先告诉你了。
It will foretell you whether you should make a right turn or left turn.
但是要走错了呢，它也在那里给你警告了。
But if you go to a wrong way, it will warn you.
他就是这样一直把你带到那个你要去的地方。
It will guide you like this until you reach where you like to go.
不单是在New Jersey 的这一个范围。
Not only in New Jersey area.
全美国的范围都可以。
But all around the state.
不单是全美国的范围。
Not only all over the US.
全世界的范围都是一样。
But all over the world is the same.
哎，你说怎么这个东西那么奇怪？
But you say how strange is this?
在主观的经历上你都享用了它了。
You are able to enjoy using it.
但是我来问你。
But let me ask you.
怎么它可以这样？
How can it does it this way?
你说不知道。
You say I don't know.
它就是这样。
It's like this.
我要去哪里我就告诉他我去哪里他就给我指示了。
I just tell it where I'd like to go, then it guides me.
你人家就说那你不知道你怎么可以享用它呢？
So they say, if you don't know, how can you use it?
你说我也不知道，这事情就是这样。
And you say, I also don't know, it just happened like this.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了没有？
Brothers and sisters,
这里就有两个知道在这里。
There are two different kinds of knowledge.
一个是你客观的知道。
One is objective knowledge.
你就晓得这个东西可以指引你到什么什么地方。
You know that how the system can guide you to the.
你有一个也有一个主观的知道。
And also subjective knowledge.
就是你已经享用过这个东西你说他没有把我引错路。
That you have using it and did not guide you to the wrong way.
用者一般来说在我们生活的里边我们就是接触这样的两种的知道。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, we just get involved with those two different kinds of knowledge.
但是在圣经里边就跳出了另外的一个我们根本就没有观念的知道。
But in the Bible, the other kind of knowledge that we have no concept about comes up.
这个就叫做真知道。
That is in the true knowledge.
什么叫做真知道呢？
What is the true knowledge?
真知道乃是说，你所认识的那一个事实啊，乃是主观上、客观上都具备的。
The true knowledge is that the knowledge you, the fact that you know is actually in fact both subjective and objective.
你不单是在那里享用的你的那个知识。
Not only you are able to enjoy your, what you know.
你也知道你所享用的知识是怎么一回事。
And you know what this knowledge is all about.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
圣灵在这里说出一个这样的要求。
Bible here tells a requirement.
神的儿女们都应该有一个真知道的经历。
That God's children should have the experience of true knowledge.
你不单是知道神要做什么事。
Not only knowing what work God will do.
你同时是经历了神所要做的事。
And also experience His work.
比方说，你不单是知道神要拯救罪人。
For example, not only you know that God will save sinners,
并且你也享用了神把你这一个罪人拯救过来。
But you have also enjoyed how God saved you as sinners.
当我们一提到那个救恩的时候，
When we mention salvation,
我们不是单在那里讲一个道理。
We're not only talking about doctrine.
我们也是在那里讲一个我们自己实在实在的经历。
We are truly talking about our own experience.
是一个真理和一个一个经历的事实是都并在一起的。
It's the truth and also the fact about truth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这个叫做真知道。
This is a true knowledge.
当然，真知道不是只是停留在一个得救的层面。
And this true knowledge not only stopped at the place where salvation is.
在整个的神要做的事情上面，我们都需要给圣灵带到那个真知道的里头。
We need the Holy Spirit bring us into this true knowledge of all of the things God will do.
而我们读神的话，我们知道神要做一件事情，要把万有都在基督里带到同归于一的地步。
We read God's word, so we know that God will do one thing, that is to bring everything into one in Jesus Christ.
我们有了这个客观的认识了。
So now we have this objective knowledge.
但是我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
神不是单是只是给我们有这样的一个知识，
God not only give us this knowledge，
也给我们经历神怎么把这一个我们的知识带进那个实际的经历，
and also give us the experience how to bring this knowledge into the reality real experience。
这个就是我们常常说，我们不能光是有认识， 同时也必须要有实际的。
So this we often say that we cannot just know, but we also need a reality.
属灵的认识不是带领我们停留在这个认识的那个地点。
Spiritual understanding does not just let us stop at where we know about it.
属灵的认识是把我们带进那一个属灵的经历。
The spiritual understanding is to lead us into the spiritual experience.
如果你属灵的认识没有把我们带进属灵的经历，
If the spiritual understanding does not lead us into the spiritual experience,
那这个认识就是不是一个完整的。
Then this understanding is not complete.
这个认识就有残缺的。
This understanding has some incomplete.
只有当那个认识把我们带进实际的时候。
Only when the understanding brings us into a reality.
那一个认识才是一个完全的认识。
Then this is a complete understanding.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
圣灵的话说得很清楚。
Bible clearly says.
他要把我们带到一个真知道的光景里。
He will bring us into the condition of true knowledge.
因为只有我们真知道了，我们才晓得我们今天是活在这个什么样的事实的里头。
Only when we truly know, then we will understand what's the reality of our life today.
不然的话，我们说我们信了主，我们就是等着上天堂。
Otherwise, we just say that we believe on the Lord and we wait for going to heaven.
其他的事情我们就含含糊糊了。
Then everything else we can just do everything whatever we like.
但神的拯救不是只是叫我们停留在那一个仅仅得救的地步。
But God's salvation does not just let us stop where we just got saved.
乃是要把我们从仅仅得救的这一个点开始，一直带进他的荣耀的计划的完成。
But to bring us from the point, the beginning point of just being saved into His glorious will.
就像我们昨天晚上说，我们与神同工来完成神这个荣耀的计划。
Like we say last night that we co-work with God to complete His glorious will.
就是把万有都带进基督的面前，使他们同归于一。
That is to bring all things together before Christ to gather them into one.
那好了，我们有了这样的一点的概念。
So now we have this general concept.
那我们就要留意了。那神要我们真知道一些什么？
So we have to pay attention to what does God would like us to truly know about.
在底下弟兄姊妹们，你就看见圣灵上我们说出他需要我们一定不能忽略的三件事情。
So the following, the Holy Spirit tells us the three things that He wants us not ignore.
今天下午我是特别和弟兄姊妹们去留意第三件事。
This afternoon, I will pay attention with brothers and sisters.
但是不是说第一、第二这两件事不重要。
Not saying the first and second things are not important.
那两件事也是非常的重要。
Those two things are also very important.
但是我们更要注意的乃是第三件事。
But what we have to pay more attention is the first.
因为第三件事情就是神的永远的旨意完成的那个关键的宣告。
Because the third thing is the focal proclamation of how God's will is being completed.
那弟兄姊妹，头一件事情你看到的。
Brothers and sisters, you see the first thing.
他那里怎么说呢？
What does it say here?
他说18节那里说，照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们真知道他的恩照有何等的荣耀。
Verse 18 here says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道神给我们那个恩照，叫我们是得到一个怎么样的指望。
We truly have to know what is the hope of his calling.
这是牵涉到神的永远计划的本身。
It has to do with God's eternal will.
或者说是笼笼统统的神那个计划的表达。
or in general, the expression of God's will.
当然，你光是从最肤浅的地步来说，也就是说，我们原来是没有指望的人，我们所等候的就是永远的灭亡。
If you, from the simplest way, you can see that originally we were without hope. What we were waiting for was the eternal destruction.
神拯救了我们，救我们脱离了那样的一种光景。
God has saved us to deliver us out of that condition.
叫我们得着永生。
To let us receive eternal life.
这是有何等的指望。
Oh, what a great hope.
将来主耶稣再回来的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
As Lord Jesus comes back again, we will reveal with him together in glory.
这都是事实。
Those are all facts.
但是这个是从最浅的那一个地步来认识我们的指望。
But that is only from the simplest way to know, to understand our hope.
但是神所给我们要看见的那个指望呢？
But what is the hope that God would like us to see?
弟兄姊妹，就是上文所提到的。
That's what it says here.
神的荣耀要在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人身上开始。
God's glory will start from those of us who originally have trust in God.
然后这些人把万有都带到基督里同归于一。
And through those people will bring everything together into one in Jesus Christ.
叫神的荣耀得着完全的称赞。
To the praise of his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神愿意我们很明确的知道神这一个在我们身上的恩召是要把我们领到一个怎样的地步。
God clearly would like us to know the calling he has on us, where will it guide us?
那第二个知道呢？
And the second knowledge,
那就是知道我们在他里面的产业有何等丰盛。
To know the riches of his inheritance.
不但是丰盛，是丰盛的荣耀。
Not only rich, but the riches of the glory.
或者你翻过来说，是荣耀的丰盛，也都一样。
On the other hand, the glorious abundance.
神要我们领会我们从他手里头所接过来的是一件什么的事实。
God would like us to understand what is the fact that what we have received from him.
当我们接触到这一个事实的真相的时候，
As we touch this reality,
你没有办法，
You cannot but
看不见神那永远的祭活的那一个成全的过程和那个结果。
Not see the process and the result of how God's eternal will is being fulfilled.
那乃是神把他的自己毫无保留的赏给我们。
Is that without keeping anything back, God gives himself to us.
或者说神把他所有的丰盛都毫无保留的赏给我们做我们的享用。
Or to say that without keeping anything back, God gives all of his riches to give us to enjoy.
如果用以弗所书上的话来说，
If we use what it says in Ephesians,
那就是第一章最末了的那一件事。
That is the last thing in the end of chapter 1.
叫那充满万有的充满了我们。
It's the fullness of him that fills all and in all.
这个充满万有者那就是神自己。
The one who fills all in all is God himself.
让神的自己来充满我们。
Let God himself to fill us.
或者来补满我们。
To fill us.
To make us perfect.
To make us perfect.
甚至是说，叫我们成为完全。
Or to make us perfect.
我们怎么成为完全呢？
How can we be perfect?
乃是因为神的自己成了我们的补满。
Because God himself becomes our fullness.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是神说出我们要认识我们在他那里所得的产业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
That is that God himself tells us we have to know what's the riches of the glory of our inheritance.
这两件事情都是非常非常大的事。
Those are very, very great, important things.
但是我们今天下午的交通要暂时忽略这两点。
But for our fellowship this afternoon, we will temporarily ignore those two things.
但是我必须很严肃的来说明。
But I would like to seriously explain.
我们今天下午的胡乐不等于说这两个事情是可以马马虎虎。
Our ignorance this afternoon does not mean that we can just put those things away.
只不过是因着时间的关系，我们不能好好的啊进到里边去。
But because of time, we cannot enter into them clearly.
因为第三点里边，那一个是整个神计划完成的那一个关键。
Because the third point has to do with how God's will is being fulfilled.
是，那是在目前这个情形来说，我们必须要特别的加强来领会这一个点。
It's a current condition that we have to emphasize in this understanding of.
那第三点是什么呢
？What is the third point？
那弟兄姊妹，你看到十九节。
Brothers and sisters, let's see verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power？
那我们要真认识。神在我们这些信的人身上所显出的能力是浩大到一个什么样的程度
And we truly have to know how great is the power of him to us who believe
它不仅是浩大
It's not only great
而且是浩大到一个什么样的情形
But great to what kind of condition
不能只是说哎呦神的恩典很大很大。
Not just to say that how great is the grace of the Lord.
也必须要很具体的知道他的恩典大是大在一个什么样的事实的里头。
But we have to truly know how great is His grace.
那撒文就用圣灵用了许多的话来解说这一个浩大的能力。
And in the following, Holy Spirit has used many words to explain the power, the greatness of this greatness.
我们怎么能认识这个好大的能力呢
？How can we know this greatness?
神是那样的大，我们认识不来。
God is so great, we cannot understand.
我们对神的那个大，我们只能碰到他的点点滴滴。
We can only touch little pieces according to his greatness.
在神的能力这一方面，同样的是我们没有办法完全能掌握的过来的。
Regarding his power, it's also that we cannot totally grasp about.
但是神说你要知道。
But God says you have to know.
你要知道这个我的能力是怎样的浩大。
You have to know that how great is my power.
神不是他光是在这里说出这样的一个要求。
God does not only talk about requirements.
他是很具体的叫我们去看一件事。
Very concretely, he wants us to look at one thing.
然后从这一件事情就看它如何发生在我们的身上。
And through this, he would show us how does it appear to us.
那神的能力有多大呢？
How great is God's power?
浩大到一个什么的光景呢？
How great is the power to a condition that?
圣灵在那里就指出了一个很明确的事实来。
Holy Spirit here points out a clear fact.
他说这一个能力曾经发生在神儿子耶稣基督的身上。
He says this power has happened to the Jesus Christ God's Son.
叫神的儿子从死里复活。
To resurrect God's Son.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord has crucified on the cross for us.
他是用一个什么身份来钉十字架呢
？What's the status that he crucified on the cross?
按照他自己来说，他是神的儿子。
Regarding himself, he is the Son of God.
谁能把神的儿子钉死呢
？Who can crucify God's Son to death?
他是赐生命的主。
He is the Lord who gives life.
死亡与他根本是不沾边的。
Death has nothing to do with him.
但是他却在十字架上给钉死了。
But he was being crucified to death.
而一个赐生命的主竟然给死亡来捆绑了。
The Lord who gives life is being bounded by death.
那他是什么样的身份来承受这样的一个死亡的结局呢
？What was his status to receive this result of death？
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他原来是神的儿子。
He originally was God's son.
他一直是神的儿子。
He is God's son.
但是当他在十字架上接受神的那一个安排的时候。
But as he was on the cross to receive the plan of God.
他完全的隐藏了他神的性格。
He totally hid the, his character of God.
然后就站在一个完全是人子的地位来接受这一个处理。
And he stood in the position of the Son of Man to this position.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的属灵的秘密。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great spiritual
mystery. 他虽然是以人子的身份来接受这个十字架。
Although he received the cross as the Son of Man.
但是他的神性却没有完全的放弃。
But his divine nature, he has never given up.
他只是隐藏了下来。
He only hid it.
他不发挥那个神儿子的身份的功用。
He did not express the function as being God's son.
他仍然是神的儿子。
He is still son of God.
但是他隐藏了他作为神儿子的那一个功用和他的权能。
But he has hid the function and also the authority as being son of God.
他就站在一个人子的地位上来接受这样的一个钉十字架。
He stood in the position of Son of Man to receive the crucifixion of Christ.
那么当然他站在人子的地位上，死亡对他是有权柄的。
Of course, as he stood in the position of Son of Man, death has authority over him.
因为那个地位就是亚当的儿子啊，亚当的后裔的地位。
Because that position is the Adam's descendant.
但是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
他虽然因着这样的一个秘密，他接受了死亡这个事实在他身上显出来。
Although because of this mystery that he has accepted the death to be revealed through him.
但死亡的权势是不能永远的辖制他的。
But the power of death cannot eternally bound him.
他接受死亡的权势的辖制，只是为了代替我们去解决那个死亡的权势的问题。
He has accepted the bondage of the authority of death is to, in our stead, to go through the power of death.
是当他用着死这个事实去满足了那个律法的要求。
So he has used the fact of death to fulfill the requirement of law.
或者说是满足了神的那个公义的要求。
Also to say to fulfill the righteousness of God's will.
就人的罪啊，在神面前已经了结了。
So the sins of man are being done before God.
那既然了结了，就再没有罪的权势在那里发威的那一个条件了。
As it's being resolved, then no longer the authority, the power of death can no longer be involved.
所以他就从死里出来了。
So he's risen from the dead.
他这一个出来，不仅是出来那么简单。
This come out is not just simply come out.
因为他这一个出来，乃是说出了他把死亡的权势也打破了。
Because of this coming out, he has also known the death, the power of death.
我们诗歌本上不是也有诗歌是这样的吗？
In our handbook, isn't there a hymn like this?
他说：“千千年来，只见人去，只不见人来。”
It says that for 1,000 years, we only see people going there but not coming back.
去哪里呢？
To where?
去死亡里。
To into the dead.
但是你从来没有看见过一个死掉的人从死亡里面出来。
But you've never seen a dead coming out of death.
这是亚当后裔的那一个结果。
That's the result, descendant of Adam.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他的儿子进到死亡里。
His son entered into death.
他也从死亡里头出来。
He also come out of death.
死亡的权柄给打破了。
It has been destroyed, the power of death.
死亡的权势给压制了。
The authority of death has been covered.
阴间有许许多多的门可以来关闭人的。
There are many doors in hell that can shut people up.
但是不管有多少个门。
But no matter how many doors.
我们的主就是从那里就出来了。
Our Lord came out from there.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那当圣灵在那里说到 神在我们这信的人的身上所显的能力是何等好大的时候。
As the Holy Spirit says, how great is the power of Him.
他就指出一件事情来了。
It points out one thing.
这一个能力曾经在神的儿子身上显过出来了。
This power has been manifested on God's Son.
你留意的话是说得很清楚的。
You pay attention to it says clearly.
十九节就说，并知道他向我们信的人所显的能力是何等的好大。
Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe?
不是向别的人，
not to anyone else,
是向我们这信的人，
but to us who believe.
要显出一个非常好大的能力，
to manifest the great power.
是什么样的能力呢？
What kind of power?
二十节，
Verse 20,
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
According to the work of his mighty top power,
就是神在基督身上显明过这一个大能大力。
That God has revealed on Christ this great power.
神现在要把这一个大能大力显在我们这些信的人的身上。
God will now manifest this great mighty power on us who believe.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个什么样的能力呢？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of power is this?
简单的来说就是复活的大能。
Simply speaking, it's the power of resurrection.
但是你细细的看进去这个复活的大能所包括的那个内容。
But if you in detail look into the content of the power of resurrection,
我们就很清楚的看见不单是从说从死里复活出来。
Then we see that not only come out from death,
在这个大能的里边固然是包括最根本的那个点，从死里复活。
In this great power, of course, it includes the basic point, which is resurrection from the dead.
同时呢
，at the same time，
也包括那个升天的大能。
Also means includes the power of ascension.
不单是包括那个升天的大能。
Not only includes the power of ascension，
并且呢，是把所有的权势都接受过来的那样的一个大能。
But also the power of taking up all of the power and authority.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看下去你就看得很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, you will look clearly.
他怎么说呢？
What does it say?
他说使他从死里复活，叫他坐在天上自己的右边，这是升天。
It says that when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, that's ascension.
但是不单是升天。
Not only ascension.
也造的远超过一切执政掌权的、有能的、主持的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
又将万有伏在他的船顶，他的脚下。
And has put all things under his feet.
这是什么呢？
What is this?
乃是把宇宙间当中整个的船顶都交给他。
But also given him all of the power in the universe.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你留意
pay attention.
圣灵要叫我们认识
Holy Spirit would like us to know.
神在我们这些信的人的身上所显出的能力是何等的好大。
What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe?
那这个能力包括多少的事物在里边呢？
So how much is this power inclusive with?
复活
Resurrection
升天
Ascension
权柄
authority
复活升天是荣耀的事
resurrection and also ascension are glorious
因为从来没有人能从死亡里出来现在有一个人从死亡里出来
because nobody could have come out from death but this person is able to come out from death
从来没有人升过天现在有一个人他升到天上去
No one has ascended to heaven before but now this person ascends on high
你不要那么快就说那以诺跟以利亚是什么样
But don't just make a conclusion that, so how about Enoch and Isaiah?
Enoch 跟以利亚是给接圣上去的。
Enoch and Elijah
是被动的升上去的。
Being received that.
我们的主呢？
How about Lord?
他是主动的回去的。
He went back.
区别就在这里。
That's a difference.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
No, 但是这样的一个能力。
But this power
显明在主的身上
to manifest on our Lord,
但是不单是要显明在主的身上
not only manifest on our Lord,
神要把曾经显明在主身上的这样的一个能力也显明在我们这些信的人的身上
God will also manifest the power that has been manifested on our Lord also to us
叫万有都伏在他的脚下
So that all things are under his feet.
弟兄姊妹你就留意到了。
Brothers and sisters,
神说要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
God says he will let all things gather together in one in Christ.
万有怎么能在基督里同归于一呢？
How can all things gather in one in
Christ? 因为神做了一件事情。
Because God has done one thing.
叫万有都伏在基督的权柄底下。
To put all things under Christ's authority.
基督凭什么得着这样的一个权柄呢？
With what can Christ receive this authority?
乃是借着那个复活的大能。
Through the power of resurrection.
升天的大能。
The power of ascension.
叫一切的权柄都归给我们的主耶稣基督。
So all of the authority are to our Lord.
但是如果神做的工只是做到这一个地步。
But if God's work is only to this point,
那一切都是只是做在他儿子的身上。
So everything is only done unto his.
跟我们没有关系。
Has nothing to do with us.
我们只是站在那里看神做这样的一件荣耀的事。
We're only standing here to see the glorious thing God has done.
那一个荣耀的事是荣耀，但是与我们没有直接的关系。
The glorious thing is glory.But it has nothing to no direct relation with us.
因为所有的荣耀的显明是主的。
Because all the manifestation of glory is unto Lord.
所有的能力和权柄是主的。
All the power and authority belongs to Lord.
与我们没有关系，这个直接的关系。
There's no direct relation.
我们只不过是在享用主所有的这一个事实所流出来的点点滴滴。
We're only enjoying the fact that Lord has.That what it flows out.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的话没有停在这里。
God's word did not stop here.
主的话如果停在这里的话。
If God's word stops.
我们就不能说我们的有何等的指望。
Then we cannot say how great is our hope.
我们就没办法说所承受的那个产业是何等的丰盛的荣耀了。
We cannot say how glorious the riches of.
人主的话继续在那里说下去。
But God's word continues.
说下去说什么呢
What does it say here?
说到基督从神哪里所接受的这一个完整的经历
It says that the complete experience that Christ has received from God
从上文来说就是都要坐在我们的身上
From the above it says it will all work unto us
从下文来说就是说这一切乃是为了要叫基督去做做教会的元首。
And later it mentions that all those things are to let Christ to be the head of church.
那我们中国圣经把它翻译成元首，如果从政治的头脑里边来说，那就是已经顶上了。
Our Chinese translation translate into head. If a the chief leader in politically speaking is actually the chief leader. The top is one.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
神的话不是说他在那里做那一个政治上的元首。
God's word is not to let him be a politician.
但是他要来做教会的头。
But he is the head of the church.
头
head.
这一个头就是我们所领会的这一个整个全人来说那一个头
This head is what we understand our whole human head.
因为底下立刻就说明这个事实
Because following immediately
教会是他的身体
The church is his body.
这种时候你就晓得这个教会基督做教会的头是怎么的一件回事
Then brothers and sisters, you will know why is that Christ is the head of church.
不单单是元首那么简单。
Not only a chief leader.
而不单单是一个行政的指导那么简单。
Not just a leader in politically.
而是一个生命的连接成一个整体的那个事实。
But the connection of life which connects into a whole body.
他做头。
He's the head.
教会做了他的身体。
Church is his body.
教会就是上面所提的我们这些信的人。
Church is what it mentions us who believe.
头就是神叫他从死里复活的那位神的儿子。
Head is the Son of God who has been resurrected.
所以神的儿子和我们这些信的人连接成为一个整体。
The Son of God and us who believe are connected into a whole body.
就显明一个关系。
There's a relationship.
他是头。
He's the head.
我们是身体。
We are the body.
就引出那个结果。
And it's the result is.
头有的是什么？
What does head have?
身体有的是什么？
Body also has.
头是什么？
What is the head?
身体就是什么？
Then so is the body.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
And brothers and sisters,
当我们一看到这样的一件事的时候，
As we see this.
你就留意到为什么说他在我们的信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
As we pay attention to this, then you will know why is it that how great is the exceeding power he has to us.
他把我们这些死在罪恶过犯里头的人，
He made those of us who are dead in sin.
他把我们这些出生在亚当里边的人，
We were born in the Adamic.
现在带到另外一个完全不相同的那个地位和事实的里头。
Bring into a totally different position and fact.
以前是亚当在那里影响着我们。
Previously, it was Adam had influence over us.
现在是基督在那里与我们连接。
Now it's Christ having connection with us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
神怎么样叫我们这是首先在基督里有盼望的人带出那一个万有都在基督里同归于一呢？
How can God let us who first have hope in Christ to bring out, to bring everything into one in Christ?
那个秘诀就在这里。
That's the secret.
他让基督首先来显明那个复活的大能。
He let Christ first manifest the power.
然后把这一个复活的大能借着基督也坐在我们的身上。
Then through Christ, he also put this power of resurrection to do it on us.
叫我们也在那个复活的大能里头经历基督所经历的。
So also under the power of resurrection, that we can also experience what Jesus, what Christ experienced.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是那个秘密。
Brothers and sisters, that is the
神怎么完成他永远的旨意呢？
How can God fulfill the eternal will?
神就借着把基督的经历做成我们信的人的经历。
Through the experience of Christ, it also become our experience.Or as who believes experience.
不单是叫我们归于基督。
Not only we return to Christ.
应该是叫基督所经历的成了我们所经历的。
But also let the experience of Christ become our own experience.
那就带出一个结果来。
And it brings out one result.
那个是什么结果呢？
What is the result?
他是的，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church is his body, the fullness of him that fills all.
让神得着一个器皿。
So God can gain a vessel.
把神的自己毫无保留的填充在里边。
So without holding anything back, God can fill it.
那也指出了。
Also point out.
为什么神教会就是我们这首先在基督里的人能把万有带回神的面前，主的里头成为一呢？
So how can church, which are us who first have hope in Christ, to bring everything gathered into one Christ?
不是我们这些人有这个本事。
Not that we have this kind of power.
也不是我们这些人有特别的那一个技术。
Not that we have special skills.
都没有。
Not that.
完全没有。
Not at all.
但是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
我们是没有。
We don't have it.
但是神却把他自己充满在我们里头。
But God has given Himself to fulfill.
神用着他自己填充在我们的里边。
God himself has filled in us.
就我们给带到一个完全的地步。
So we can bring into the perfection.
这一个完全不是人观念上的完全。
This perfection is not human concept.
乃是神自己发表出来的完全。
But the perfection that God revealed out himself.
或者说是完整 completion.
Also completion.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那我们如果稍微细一点的来读进以弗所书的时候。
If we in detail read the book of Ephesians,
你真看到我们的神在他永远的旨意里边的安排是怎么一回事。
You can truly see what is the eternal purpose of God's plan.
当神把我们的眼睛打开到这样的一个地步的时候。
When God opens our eyes to the point that,
在教会里边不该有什么难处的。
There shouldn't be any difficulty.
因为你看就神要在我们身上做的是这样一件大事。
Because what God would like to do on us is so
great. 并且完全是神自己去做成的。
And also himself doing all
this. 不是我们在那里帮忙神来做成的。
Not that we are helping him to complete.
我只是看见神就是不住的把他在基督身上所做的也在我们身上一点一滴的做。
We just see that what God has done on Christ, He's also doing that on us.
先把我们放在基督里，成为基督的身体。
First, He put us in Christ, become His body.
然后把基督的丰满作为我们的长成的丰满。
And give us the fullness of Christ, become our the fullness of our growth.
然后神的旨意就透过这样的一个属灵的团体来把神的旨意带进完成。
And through the spiritual group that God would bring His eternal will into completion.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在以弗所书里头的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's declaration in the Ephesians.
什么时候我们看到神宣告的那个荣耀与丰富？
Whenever we see the glories of His declaration.
我们没有一个人会在教会的成长里头去代替神的地位。
There is no one who can replace the position of God in the growth of church.
因为神所要做成的工作，只有神自己能做。
Because the work that God would like to be completed,
没有一个人可以替神去做。
There's no one could do it for God.
我们只是在那里看神怎么做，我们就跟上去。接上神所要做的。
We only look at what God's doing, then we follow up to do what
He's
going to do. We thank the Lord.
这是神借着保罗的祷告在那里宣告他的计划的内容。
God has proclaimed the content of His will through the prayer of Paul.
而我们还需要主继续把我们领进他还要说的话的里头。
We need God continue to lead us into the words He would like to say.
叫我们看见神怎么把他所宣告的计划带进完成。
To let us see how God brings into perfection of the plan He has declared.
我们感谢他。
We thank Him.
我想我们下午的交通就停在这里。
We will stop our fellowship in that afternoon.
晚上我们再继续往前交通。
And night will continue.
来看神荣耀的作为如何成就在神所买赎的儿女的身上，就是在神的教会的身上。
To see how the glorious work of God to be fulfilled of those who He redeemed, which are His church.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
因为你没有停止向人说话。
For you did not speak to people.
你原是 说话的神。
You are the God who speaks.
你又是用着你的话来做工的神。
And you also work through your word.
所以你向人说话，把你的心意向人解开。
So you have manifest your will.
你继续向人说话，把你所说的话做成在人的身上。
You continue to speak and work the word, your words onto people.
主，我们真实的要求你把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, we truly pray that you grant us with the spirit of wisdom.
让我们里面的眼睛明亮了。
To enlighten the eyes of our heart.
我们可以超越一切眼见的事物来看见你做工的手和你做工的心意。
So we can surpass all of the things we see and to know understand your words.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
So we bow our heads before you.
我们也承认我们都是一堆不成才的人。
We also admit we are those who are so unworthy.
但是你要用作我们这些人来做成你所做的。
But you will use us to fulfill what your work is.
就叫我们真知道你是配得一切的荣耀、称颂和敬拜。
So we truly know you are worthy to receive all the glory.
主，你继续用着你的话来引我们走前面的一段路。
Pray that you continue to use your words to lead us.
脱离人的愚昧和软弱。
Deliver the human foolishness and weakness.
进入你自己的荣耀和智慧。
Enter into your glory and wisdom.
要神的心意毫无保留的成全在我们的身上。
So without holding anything back, God's will can be fulfilled on us.
赞美我们的主。
Praise our Lord.
感谢我们的父神。
Thank our Heavenly Father.
叫我们竟然能蒙了这样我们测度不来的大恩。
So we can receive this unsearchable grace.
荣耀要归给你。
Glory be unto you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.